From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. The U.S. president makes historic visit. U.S. President Barack Obama is traveling to Cuba on a historic visit as the two nations move to normalize relations 55 years after they broke off ties. He will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro as well as with Cuban dissidents. VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas reports.
Obama will meet with President Raul Castro on areas of mutual interest and disagreement, like human rights. Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
Voters in Niger are choosing a president today, with incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou in line to easily win the runoff after his jailed opponent was flown out of the country for medical reasons, and the opposition called for a boycott of the election. VOA reporter in Niger says voting began very quietly, with low turnout across the country in early voting hours. Opposition candidate Hama Amadou was taken from his jail cell and flown to a Paris hospital Wednesday. Amadou has been in jail since November. This is VOA News. A French prosecutor says the top suspect in the November terrorist attacks that killed 130 people in Paris planned to blow himself up outside a football stadium, but changed his mind. Salah Abdeslam was released from a Brussels hospital and taken to prison Saturday, a day after he and a suspected accomplice were shot during the police raid that captured them. Abdeslam's lawyer, Sven Marie, said his client is cooperating but will fight extradition.
Well, I can tell you that he's collaborating with the Belgian justice and that we will refuse the extradition to France.
The international police agency, Interpol, urged governments to be extra vigilant at their borders, saying Abdeslam accomplices may try to flee Europe. Christians around the world are celebrating Palm Sunday. In the Holy Land, observances have been overshadowed by a wave of unrest. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Palestinian shopkeeper Abu Hassan says Holy Week usually brings crowds of tourists to the Old City Bazaar, but not this year.
The situation this year, it's very bad. It's not so many tourists coming and it's very quiet. And we hope the problem is finished and the people come to visit this Holy Land.
The pilgrims who made the journey were glad they did. Mark Caldwell, who came from the U.S. state of New Jersey, was fascinated by the mixture of Christians, Jews, and Muslims in the Old City.
Well, it's been a lifelong dream of mine to be here, and it's an amazing nexus of three Abrahamic religions.
Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Turkish police are trying to identify who is behind a bombing that killed five people, including two Americans. Saturday's attack occurred in the main shopping district of Istanbul, where some foreign consulates are located. Investigators have recovered the flight recorders from the Fly Dubai airliner that crashed early Saturday in southern Russia, killing all 62 people on board. The cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder have been sent to Moscow for inspection. Authorities say the so-called black boxes should show what happened in the moments leading up to the crash at the airport in the city of Rostov-on-Don. Tibetans living in exile are voting today to choose new leadership as they struggle for autonomy for Chinese-ruled Tibet. Beijing does not recognize the government in exile based in the Indian Himalayan foothills. The election is the second since the Dalai Lama stepped down from political leadership. And the five remaining American presidential hopefuls are drumming up support from voters ahead of Tuesday's primary and caucuses. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump held rallies in Arizona, where controversy followed. Protesters tried to prevent his stops near the border by leaving their cars right out in the middle of the street. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.